everyone. Happy Sunday. It is the Naughty Show with your girl, Miss Naughty, of course. How's everybody today? Can you believe that we are like not even 48 hours of April saying so long, see ya, and we're right into the May factor? I know, right? Time is speeding by so fast. But just to give you guys a heads up, our anniversary of this little show I called mine is coming up. I think it's this week, if I'm not mistaken, on the 2nd of May. Yes, I can't believe that I started this show 4 years ago after a lot that transpired in that short length of time. But I'll probably do something that day just to kind of give you guys thanks, of course, for supporting little old me, of course. But for right now, we're going to jump into a couple of interesting topics, if you know what I mean. Kind of interesting information that you need to know. So let's jump in. She's known by one name and one name only. She's a part of a very idol show, if you will. So you probably guys don't know her, or you probably do. Grammy gospel artist Mandisa, gone way too soon. And she's also an American Idol alum. I'm not sure what season, I think it was season 5, if I'm not mistaken, she was pretty much a contender. But I could be wrong with that season, but I know Taylor Hicks won. But she went to becoming a very, very well-known gospel singer. Grammy Award-winning, to be honest with you. She was found in her house. She was found at home, unresponsive. We still don't know the cause of what happened to Mandisa, but we do know that she has been battling depression and her weight for a very long time. So, yeah. She was 47, of course. Also, American Idol kind of gave their condolences to her and said that they were going to be doing a musical tribute to her on their upcoming show. I'm not certain if it will air tonight or air next week, but check your local listings for time and showing. So definitely rest in peace to Mandisa. Definitely gone way too soon. It's a lot, I tell you. Everybody's getting up out of here. I don't know. I just don't know. So, jumping from sad into baby news, let's go. So, I'm not sure if you guys keep up with the Real Housewives of Potomac. We do know that one of the Housewives will not be returning, and we know for a good reason. So, y'all may know her, Candace Bissett. I'm sorry, Candace Dillard Bissett. Let me get that right. Let me say that correctly. Yes, she announced recently that her and Chris are expecting a baby. Little bundle of joy. So she will not be returning back to the season 9 of Housewives of Potomac. And I get it. After her having a tumultuous season, I wouldn't even put it past her. I would think that she definitely needs a breather. And with this, with all that she's dealt with her journey to having a baby, I think, you know, she deserves her downtime at this particular point. But yes, her and Candace and Chris, yay. Also, when it comes to an arrival bundle, let's go. Ashanti also has announced that she is expecting. As much speculation and adulation that all fans and people alike knew that she was wearing big clothes at the previous time performing around town, she also said that she was expecting, which as she should. We pretty much know ever since her and Nelly got back together, he can't stop smiling and she can't laugh. Mm. She can't stop laughing. I mean, they make a cute couple, to be honest with you. So I hope, you know, with them being apart for so long and just getting back together, they've been together for over 10 years, might I add, okay? They've been together for over 10 years and kind of stopped, kind of broke up a little bit back in, I think, 2013. And they were pretty much around, you know, doing their own thing. Shanti was over here performing records, all that. Nelly was over here doing his thing, and he was in another relationship at the time. So him pretty much taking a breather from the relationship that he was currently in. And now, you know, with him and Ashanti linking back up, that's how everything kind of came into fruition. So definitely they've been together for, they pretty much have been on, like literally on. So congrats to both of them. Congrats to Candace and Chris. And I mean, healthy pregnancy. And I mean, you know, again, people forget whether you're a celebrity or not. I mean, pregnancy is definitely a private and delicate matter. So if anybody or someone doesn't feel like they want to come out and specify that they are expecting, give them some time. Wait. They'll tell you. If they choose to tell you, they'll tell you. If not, there's nothing to be told, you know? But, I mean, you know, us as viewers expect our favorite celebrities to tell them about their private lives. And I think, you know, we forget that they're human just like we are. If we want to keep a couple of things to ourselves and not reveal everything, then we have the right to do so, just like they have the right to do so. So now y'all know, back on up now. I'm just saying. So, yeah. So congrats to everybody. And, yeah. Happy, happy news. All day happy. I'm with that part. Okay, moving right along. So, as far as Diddy is concerned, the cases keep coming. And now there's a Jane Doe that actually pretty much has brought her case to the point that happened over, if I'm not mistaken, over 30 years happened to her, as her being a college student, that I pretty much, she met up with Diddy after a party or whatever with friends. He pretty much drugged her and did the unthinkable, recorded it, and pretty much shown it to people in the industry. So now with him having a whole list of people coming forward and putting him out there on Front Street, and after the raids and stuff, like I said, the cases still keep coming against Diddy. So what's being decided now with this woman coming forward, due to the fact that her case was so long ago and pretty much roles and laws haven't been put into play. And this is in the early 90s, 91, like I said. So we know back in the 90s, the statute of limitations and all types of things that we have currently right now in 2024 were not established back then. So the judge pretty much is going to decide whether this case, where he should be held for this case. He thinks that he should not be ruled in this, guilty or not guilty in this case, because of the timing of what happened. And now that the laws have changed between back then and now, he shouldn't be liable for that. I mean, what's your thoughts? Knowing the thing, for me, honestly, knowing the things that we know about Diddy now that are coming into the dawn of light, and knowing the things that we knew about him previously beforehand, there's always a thing, if you do the crime, you do the damn time. Whether the laws have changed now, then, or during, if a person is coming forward with these allegations of what happened to them, if they still remember it, they still have PTSD, whether they come out with it today, tomorrow, yesteryear, or whatever, that's their experience. And do they have the right to specify and say what happened to them until it is? Absolutely. Well, y'all know where I'm going with that. Absolutely. I agree with the fact that he should be tried as that. Because at the end of the day, we're not sitting here talking about who's right, who's wrong. This is a person that at the time was young, at the time had things going for them, you know, coming up, meeting somebody in the industry. You're thinking of all these things. You're not being aware or privy to who this person is. So you're not sure. Okay. You've been drugged. You don't know. Something's taken over your body to the point where you yourself can't control or get away or think on your feet swiftly and quickly to get up out of there, especially if things take a turn for the worse or the dark or whatever may come to chance. Okay. This person does the unthinkable to you, which they don't have the right to do to you because you didn't ask for it. You didn't tell them. You didn't give them any type of wherewithal to say, okay, no. Okay. And somehow you come to and you figure out what truly happened to you. And it takes years. Like I said before on my last episode, it takes a person who dealt with rape, essay, or any type of matter of that point 50 years to come forward. 50 years. So like I said, whether this woman came forward previously, now, back then, tomorrow, today, 3, 4, 5, 10 million hours ago, it don't matter. Whatever happened to her has to be put to fruition and has to be tried. Because this is why victims don't come forward. Because they feel they're going to be exploited. They feel like if they tell someone, it's not going to be tried. And whoever is in the okey-doke corral is going to just brush this under and sweep it underneath the rug. Or act like it blatantly doesn't exist. When actually it existed because it happened to that person. And this is why we need to have the laws to protect the survivors and not the criminals. No matter who you know, what you did, how you did it, who this, who that, did he, did he not, whatever, did that. Okay? Y'all know where I'm going with this. So I'll keep you guys posted to seeing whether this goes into fruition or not. And I think it should. That's just my honest opinion. These stars are getting it. I'm telling you, folks is getting lined up this year. The truth is coming. The truth is here. And a lot of things about to get aired out. Just you wait. I think we all going to be witnesses to this. I'm just saying, there's a lot going on in the industry and it's getting aired out. I mean, clearly, open up the window, crack a window. This is going to get deep. Real deep. Real fast. So yeah, but I'll keep you guys posted on that, because we need to know. I definitely think that he should be tried for that. Whether it happened in whatever year was established or whatever, it doesn't matter. This woman has something happen to her. It happened to her. We weren't there. This is her experience on what happened to her at that particular time. And for her to remember that vividly, going on from her being a young, for her being impressionably a college student, and her being a grown woman now, come on. That probably harbored her for many, many moons. And that ain't cool. So yeah, we'll keep you guys posted on that part. Meg the Stallion, I guess one of her employees have come forward to specify that, not to specify, but he has a case pending against her. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if he's her photographer or camera person. He pretty much have gone to the press to say that he is emotionally scarred from what he saw take place in a vehicle a couple of weeks back, a couple of days ago. Yeah, let's just say that Meg had her girls in the back of this vehicle, and let's just say her and the lady part take into Yes, they actually had girl-on-girl action. And we're talking about not just what you think with the clothes on. No, 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 no. They went full disclosure, okay? It was a lot of bunching and munching and okay? So, yeah, this happened. This individual said that that took place right next to him. He was shocked. He said he froze. Didn't move. Not a winch. Not a winch, not an inch, not a nothing. No iota. Okay, because it happened in front of him to his eye. I'm just saying. So, after that happened, after that was wrapped up, she called him a bitch and told him he's not to tell anyone. Well, all right, Meg, I don't think he was afraid of that, because he did go and tell. You can't put your finger on him being, did he go to the press on some, I didn't like what happened to me, I got terminated unlawfully, or is this revenge? You can't pile out one or the other, and you don't want to release judgment on this, but at the same time, in token, I guess what happens in the car stays in the car. I mean, I would have preferred a bed. That's just me. And now with the way things are going and how people choose their sexuality and all types of things, yes, you see man on man action, girl on girl action. You know, listen, if it makes you feel uncomfortable, you know what you got to do. Take two steps to the rear and get the hell up on out of here. I mean, again, are we here to judge and release our critical thinking on people? No. And are others allowed to release their critical thinking on things? No, either. So, to each his own, as I say. So, you know, whether this gentleman was wanting, you know, I would say compensation for what happened to him, because again, you wouldn't expect that to happen, or would you? I mean, I don't know Meg from a hole in the wall, and I don't know how she give it up either, but I know something like that is taking place next to me, and all of everything out. Listen, I'm getting off. This is my stop. I'm not trying to be around for all the splatter, all the gush, all the extra. No, 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 no. I'm out. That's just me. I can't, like I say, when men and women think, we both think differently and our mindsets are a little different. But for me, I gotta go. That's not something I want to see personally, per se. At the moment, I don't want to see that here. I mean, to each his own. If it's good for you, it's good for you. But for me, gotta run. I'm like, excuse me, driver, pause. This is my stop. Let me out. Y'all see y'all another day. Feel me? Just saying. And I don't think the other ladies got bothered by it either. I don't know. Who knows? So we're going to kind of keep an eye on this one. But yes, this employee that works for Meg pretty much went to the press to pretty much air this out. I'm not saying do we know that Meg swerves a bit. Not saying she don't. Not saying she do. But we know how Meg give it up. Let's talk about it. We know. She's a built and smart girl. And I'm going to say that again. She's a built and smart girl. So we know where she's going with this. So again, is it for us to be concerned with or not? That's what you have to understand. But also with this gentleman that came forward to, you know, give his experience about that, this is his experience. We can't knock him for that. He felt that it was, you know, he felt a little weirded out. Most men would have wanted to participate, get involved. You know what I mean? You know, sit and watch. Popcorn, beverages for everyone. You know what I mean? Definitely want to step on them, like, and probably give commentary. Like, you ain't doing it now. You do it this way, or you know, all the extraness. Not so much needed. You know what I mean? I wouldn't even say snapped it for the gram, for the kids. Posted it up, you know, jacked off it. You know? Did the most. Just saying. Anyway, we gonna keep you guys posted on that part. Okay. So, Miss Amanda Seals takes her kind of talk to Club Shay Shay. So yes, Amanda Seals had a little chat on Club Shay Shay with Mr. Shannon Sharp. Okay. And I didn't get to hear the whole episode. Not at all. So I got like little snippets here and there from that. And I will say this. Okay. I love Amanda Seals. I do. Good, bad, or indifferent. You can agree with me all you want to, or you can't agree with me. I just think when it comes to Amanda Seals is not for everyone, but she is definitely for herself. And I'm not saying that in a bad light or a bad way. Again, we have everybody that we can adhere to or not adhere to. It all depends on what you're dealing with. Amanda, to me, has a higher vibration than most. And I think that when it comes to her expressiveness, when it comes to her Black experience of who she is and does not apologize and will say it to the ends of the earth, I know I don't know her per se, but for me, she travels in high vibrance. I think good energy, good light. Doesn't need to be, you know, validated by others of who and what she is and what her essence is. From her coming from being a child star to witnessing things, to understanding things, but also nurturing in her groundness and being of who she, of what her product and what she is, being now the woman. You know what I mean? So for her to get on that show was pretty much not telling people that, y'all, I'm misunderstood or misrepresented. It's just giving a sense and a nuance of saying that I am who I am. And again, for those who want to give false narrative on who and what I am, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to give that to you. So on Club Shay Shay, she pretty much came along with, she had to correct herself on this one. She did express to say that she did have a bit of spectrum on the autistic level. Now, people think or have this nuance in their head that being autistic is labeling you as crazy. You have problems. There's something wrong with you. Da 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 da. Actually, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with the autistic leveling, because they used to call it Asperger's, but it's not Asperger's anymore. Okay, it's altruistic, which is meaning autism, which is meaning you think on a different level than most people, what we deemed as normal. Your frequency of normalcy is a little bit higher, or shall I say heightened, because remember, it's like the speed of sound, imagine, okay, I'll put it to you like this. Imagine your brain is like a computer. You know how a computer functions with the kilobytes and all of this, and it's going. Now, to a person that has autism, their joint is whoosh, 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 whoosh. And remember, you're thinking all of these things. It's not to the point where all these things are thinking and they have a flow. For a person with an autistic kind of computering, their things are going a mile a minute. So imagine there is no flow. There is no current, but it's coming fast and furious. So it's not like they can slow this down or turn this off. So it's an extra sense. So they learn and channel things a little bit differently than we do. Is there something wrong? Abso-freaking-lutely not. Brilliancy comes from that. And there's been some brilliant people who've had autism, and we don't even know it. So to say that their normal is different, you can say that their normal is different, but they're still normal. See where I'm going? So obviously she did specify that, and she had to also, you know, clear that up and say that she wasn't diagnosed by a doctor to say that she had that. You know what I'm saying? So she don't want to misconstrue her words, and we don't want to misconstrue it either. But again, I didn't like the fact for a second, because I don't think that Shannon Sharp wants to come off combative or argumentative, but in a sense, I kind of see where he was going with it, but I didn't like this part of it. Now, Amanda did let him know that her growing up in the 90s in Orlando, Florida at the time, where she did be in a Walt Disney contest. The kids were definitely nasty to her beyond disbelief. They were racist, of course. They did spew the N-word. They did call her other derogatory names and things of that nature. So, you know, what, and her being the age that she was at the time, she said she was 10. So she knew what racism was all about. She knew about the derogatoriness that she felt in her sense that she was bullied. Okay, so Shannon pretty much said, you know, I find that not to be true. You know, kids are kids. Kids don't know how to be that way. How to be that way. Did you tell anyone? Did you say anything? In retrospect, I used to say stuff like that too. Kids are kids. No, kids are not kids. Kids learn things from stuff. I would say kids know things. These children today and children in general, they know more the hell than you think. Let's give them some damn credit. Let's not play dumb and naive now. Whether you have a child or you don't, these kids, okay, don't count them out. They know more than you think. So if a person is telling you, as a kid, I felt this way and I knew that was wrong, take their word for it. And she knew. Not whether it was, like I said, it was wrong for that to happen. It was wrong. Because who the hell are you to tell me, just because of this, I'm here? No. And she said she felt bullied. Absolutely. You got kids calling you the N-word every day, all day, this and that. That definitely channels. That smells like bullying to me, and racism. Two times. Double the nasty. And that's on virgins of getting your ass kicked. Because she didn't say that Orlando was racist at the time. And we know Florida does not give a goodness to us. Sorry. It don't. All right, Mr. DeSantis? Yeah. Wiping the fabric of history away, aren't ya? Yeah. Okay. But anyway, moving right along. So that's pretty much what she specified in that. And I think that Shannon should have been a little bit more, I'm not saying sensitive to the nature, but take it as this is her experience. And this is how she felt. And for her to be an adult and still have that feeling, that doesn't go away like that. And we can't specify that, oh, it's children being children. No, it's not. It's you being a jackass and you need to be nailed to the cross. And you knew what the hell and when the hell and what you're doing. Because you knew how to do it. I'm not saying that racism and hate is put out. It's put out there. Do you learn it? Yes. You're told certain things. You're told how to act. Believe me, it's out there. But you're taking it in and you're looking at things. Whether it's coming from home, it'd be implemented outside as well. Through television, through media, everything. It's out there. It's just a matter of how you do it. And also, it's not only coming from the other race, but when it comes from your own, that's even worse. And I've experienced that myself personally. So it's real. It ain't going nowhere. It's there. It hurts when it's coming from your own people in your own race. That's the even worse part. That's even more disappointing than that. Because it's like, well, damn. I'm not saying you know me and I know you, but come on. Would you want me to do that to you? So you can see how that feels? Because I can do that. This ain't retaliation. This is a lesson. To say you don't do it. Open your eyes and not be ignorant. Or go and read a book and really catch up on history about that. Just saying, do your research. You think? So, you know, that's pretty much her experience. And I felt that Shannon should have definitely kind of been a little bit more easygoing when it came to her specifying and coming and specifying her experience about that. Because like I said, for her to still have those feelings as an adult and that happened to her as a child, that's still relevant. And that kind of gears into why I wouldn't say she's guarded, but again, it's the fact of the matter that you kind of feel like you gotta fight. I wouldn't call it a defense mechanism, and I would never say she's understood. Amanda Seales is not misunderstood. It's a lot of people don't understand her. And for you to, and also she also specified that she did have almost a nervous breakdown. She did. Because there were all kinds of blogs and stuff, a barrage of things coming at her, giving unsolicited, unfounded truth. They didn't want her to go off the edge. They didn't expect her to go off the edge. She said to herself that, yo, this really brought me down to a low where I really wanted to take myself up out of here. And I did see her go through that. And it was definitely shocking. It was not only shocking, but it was very sad. It was very sad because you see this woman who advocates for her black experience and advocates for herself is breaking down, not inch by inch, but you see her just going through it. And it's tough. It's tough. It's tough. And I felt bad. And I don't even know her like that. But to see her go through that, that was like, oh, fuck no. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Well, like I said, she has a high frequency. She said that she is loved and she is. She is. She is. She's loved out here by people. But again, she doesn't have to prove that love to anybody else. And I will say that, you know, she's not guarded. She's never guarded. She just feels that in these spaces of the black experience, that she feels that when it comes to her black culture, we're the ones who point the finger at her and isolate and be like, ugh, because again, she knows quite a lot. She knows a lot. I would say that her intelligence gets down to the energy and the frequency and the nature of who she is. Because again, no one can dim your light if you dim it. No one can dim your energy if you dim it. So if your energy has to be on about 1,000, you keep it there. If your light has to shine bright, then keep it shining. So, you know, I give her respect for going on Club Club Shay Shay, and I hope it gives people a nuance and a freshness to knowing who she is and not being so quick to judge her about what happened with certain people that she dealt with, and not understanding that maybe it was the people, it wasn't so much her. Because how is a blog people you don't even know coming and attacking your character when they don't even know you, when they don't even know the story, they don't even know the full scope of what happened? Have anybody asked her side of things? No, they ran with the notion like everybody else did before doing the homework. And I think that was wrong. And I think instead of giving false narrative for people, learn to ask them. Or not. And leave it alone. If it's for you, it's for you. If it's not for you, then don't do it. It ain't for you. Like I said, I like Amanda Seales. I like what she has to offer. I like what she gives. I like her energy. I like her vibe. It's cool. If I would be friends with her in real life or celebrity life, I sure would. And that would be on CP. And that would be because of who she is. And I feel that she does not have to dim her light to accommodate anyone. I feel that she should continue to do what she does and do it well. And regardless of what folks have to say, again, if you're not talked about, what they say, if you're not being talked about, you're not relevant. If you're being talked about, honey, you are relevant. Continue to do what you do. Because everybody going to talk about it. As long as you know that in this life, in this point, that you're making the changes that you need to do to fill what you need to accomplish, then that's what you got to do. And let people talk. Let them talk. Because at the end of the day, they're mad in a sense. Because they're mad that they can't do the things that you can do. Or mad they can't be you. Or of you. Or get a chance or a sense to do what you do. And if not, that's that. So, yeah, I'm happy that she went on the show. I'm going to definitely listen to it because I want to hear the whole thing, me personally speaking. I'm enlightened. I'm enriched, damn it. I want to hear it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I definitely want to hear it to see what other little things I get from that, because I'm happy that she went on there. And I'm just hoping that, you know, of the others that we, others of the Black experience, that we do celebrate and cultivate who we have in this industry, because there's a lot of people out here who are shining down and need, I wouldn't say need, or would love to have the platform of us coming to them and just learning more and new things, because it's something that we all can learn and be taught, but it has to be the point of, are we here to listen? And sometimes listening doesn't inquire an answer. Sometimes it's just be straight up listening. And that's what we need to know. And that's what we should understand. So, yeah. Right. Alrighty. So I think that's all I got for you guys at this particular point. I wasn't trying to get on here and be blah, 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 drawn out. But pretty much. Pretty much. So, imparting, like I said, I thank you guys. I love you guys dearly. Thank you for joining me this round, and I will be back with another round for you guys. I have to plan some more episodes before I kind of sit it down a little bit. A lot's going on with me on the personal side, not mentally, physically, and emotionally, on the personal side. But yeah, so again, I thank you guys for rocking out with me, joining me, of course, my day ones. Y'all already know how it goes down. My new viewers, welcome aboard. So yeah, so you guys enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and stay safe, and until then, later.